Very good. All right, so I'm going to give you an introduction to what we're going to talk about today. And then we are going to study it. What today we're going to talk about is money. Go ahead.
来给大家做一个介绍，介绍以后，然后我们就开始学习这个。我们今天要学习的这个主题呢是钱。
For many people, money is very important.
对大多数人来说呢，钱是非常重要的。
And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's very bad.
有时候呢，钱是好的，有时候呢，也是非常不好的。
The Lord Jesus said, you can only serve two masters. You can serve God, or you can serve money.
主耶稣基督说呢，你可以只服侍，你有可能服侍两个主。 一个呢就是神，一个就是钱。
So that is very, very important. Money is very important.
所以呢，从这个意义上说呢，钱是非常非常重要。
And I often tell you stories about my own life, and Sunday evening, some of you may have been there, I told you some stories about me and money.
因为他通常呢，在告诉别人关于他自己的故事。如果说是星期天的晚上，你参加教堂的那个查经的话呢，他通常会告诉我们他和钱之间的关系。So
I'm going to give you the background to my story of me and money.
然后呢，给这个做一个背景的介绍，就是他和钱之间的故事。
My father was a banker.
因为他父亲呢，是个银行从业者。
Some people, when their fathers are plumbers, they want to grow up to be a plumber.
也有些人呢，当他的父亲是一个管道工的时候呢，他长大了，他想做一个水管工。
Sometimes their father might be a baker, and so they say, I'd like to grow up and make lots of lovely cakes and bake foods like my father.
那么有的人呢，他的父亲是一个烘焙师，然后他就说，长大了以后呢，我要像我的父亲一样去烘焙很多很多的面包出来。
My father was a banker, and so when I was a very little boy, I used to play with money.
那他的父亲呢是。 从业银行从业者，所以当他是个小孩的时候，他通常会拿着一些钱在玩。
I used to play with pennies.
通常呢，把那些一分钱的那个钱拿着玩。Sometimes
I would even get a nickel or a dime, but most of the time I just played with pennies.
有时候呢，他会得到一个5分钱的或者是1毛钱的，但是通常呢，他是拿着1分钱的钱在玩。
I never did really have much money in my pocket because nobody really gave me any money.
所以他口袋里呢，通常没有多少钱，因为没有人给他钱。
We always had lots of food and lots of clothes, and we never wanted anything, but I just didn't have a lot of money in my own pocket.
因为他们有大量的食物吃，有大量的衣服穿，从来不缺乏，但是他口袋里从来没有几毛钱。
I went to university. I got a degree in arts. I got an arts degree. 4 years of university. And I thought, I'm going to go and get a job and make lots of money.
所以呢，他就说呢，他到大学去学习，学习以后呢，学习呢，他要得那个学位。 但是呢，他说等我毕业以后，我就找到个工作，我就会赚很多钱。I
was amazed. There wasn't one person who decided to hire me. There wasn't even one person who even thought about hiring me. Nobody wanted me at all.
所以呢，实际上，实际上呢，他认为呢，好像有一个。 他应该能找到一个工作，但实际上呢，没有一个人给他提供工作，就是完全没有人想要雇佣他。
So, to make a long story longer, I couldn't even get a summer job.
所以呢，把这个故事如果再加长一点呢，他就暑期的工他都得不到。
So anyway, I went to my father and I said, you know, I can't get a job anywhere. What do you think I should do?
然后他就去问他爸爸，他说呢，你看我现在找不到一份工作，一份工作都找不到，你认为我应该怎么做？
So he said, well, would you like to go to work in the bank?
所以他爸说，你愿意到银行来工作吗？
He had worked in a bank, so he knew all about the bank. So he phoned one of his friends and he said, would you like someone to work for the summer in the bank?
因为他父亲一直在银行工作，他也认识很多人，他就打电话给一个他在认识的银行工作的人说，你愿意一个人来做暑期工吗？
And the man said, yes, you send him over, I'll give him a job.
所以那个人说，好吧，你把他派过来，我就给他一个工作。
So they said to me, you can go, you take this job, you go downstairs, and you can help them count some money.
所以呢，他说呢，他去了以后，那个人说呢，你的工作呢，就是到楼下去帮他们数钱。
I said to myself, well, I'm pretty good at that. I started counting money when I was 3 years old.
我说呢，我很擅长做这个，当我三岁的时候，我就开始数钱了。
I said, is it going to be a hard job?
我认为呢，可能是一个很难做的工作。
He said, no, no, all you have to do is just count some money.
他认为呢，他们说不是不是，这个工作不复杂，就只是数钱。
So I took the job, and after I'd worked at it for a few weeks, I thought to myself, I could have done this job when I was 8 years old.I don't have to go to university for this job. All you have to do is count. Make sure that there's 10 dimes in every dollar. Make sure that there's $10 for every $10 bill. That job was the dumbest, simplest job you'd ever think of.
所以呢，我就觉得呢，我这如果我只是做这样的一个工作的话呢，我不用去上大学。我八岁的时候我就会数钱了，我所有的工作呢就只是说保证那个一块钱里有十个一毛钱，那个十块钱的一张的呢都是十块钱一张的，我这是一个很愚蠢的工作，很
Why would anybody ever go to university to get a dumb job like this?
所以呢，我认为那有人去上大学就是为了得到这么一个愚蠢的工作吗？
Not only was it a dumb job, it didn't pay very much.
不光这是一个很蠢的工作，他甚至都得不到很多工资。
So I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to university. I'm going to get an MBA.
现在我说呢，我知道我要干什么了。我会继续回到大学去。拿一个 MBA 的学位。
And an MBA is a Master of Business Administration.
The MBA 呢是那个工商管理硕士。
And I thought if I get that, somebody will want to hire me. I can get a really good job and I might even get to be rich.
因为我认为呢，如果我拿这个学位呢，有些人就愿意雇佣我，雇佣我呢，我可能会变得有钱了。
So I signed up at UBC to go back and get my MBA.
然后他就回到 UBC 去学他的那个 MBA.
But I also thought, you know, I don't know the Bible very well. I should study the Bible more.
所以我也想呢，我对圣经还不是很熟，所以我应该更多的学习圣经。
So I thought I'm going to study the Bible.For 10% of my waking hours.
所以呢，他说呢，他就计划，他要学习圣经呢，他的时间呢，是他醒着的时间的十分之一。
In the Bible, many of the people gave to God 10% of their income.
在圣经里呢,很多人呢,把他们收入的十分之一献给神。
So I thought, I'm going to give God 10% of my time.
所以我说呢,我想把我十分之一的时间给神。
So when I went to university, the very first day of university, I started giving God 10% of my time in Bible study.
因为当他开始回到大学开始学习的时候呢，他把他十分之一的时间花在学习圣经上。Which
meant that I would give God from 8 o'clock every morning until 9:15. That would be about 10% of my day. I would use that studying the Bible. I'd give God lots of other time during the day, during other things, but I was going to give him 10% in Bible study and prayer.
实际上呢，他就是从每天早上八点开始，一直到九点一刻，就开始学习圣经。这就是他写时间的，学习和祷告的时间的十分之一，他所有的时间的十分之一。但是他仍然去做很多的事儿，用其他的时间去为服事神。
This is a very long introduction.
这个是很长的一个介绍。
So I went that morning, and I had two objectives. Number one, I was going to study the Bible. Number two, I was going to study business administration, and I would become rich.
那实际上他那里去有两个目的，一个目的呢就学圣经，另一个目的就学习工商管理，所以他会变得有钱。
I decided that the part of the Bible that I would start studying was 1 Timothy.
所以呢，他决定开始学习圣经的，从提摩太前书开始学。
And so I said, I will start reading Tuesday morning, just before I went to my first class. I started reading 1 Timothy chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
因为从第一天开始，当他开始准备上课之前，他开始学习提摩太前书一到六章。
All right. And I started reading, have you got 1 Timothy chapter 6 in front of you?
所以呢，我们开始学习，你们大家都翻到了提摩太前书第六章吗？
I started reading verse 9.
他开始读第九节,
this is what I read. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction.
所以提摩太书第六章第九节这样说的，但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，或在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。I
thought to myself, that's no fun.
我自己说这个没有什么意思。I'm
going to be going to business school in 30 minutes time in order to be rich. And the Bible says if you want to be rich, you will be in deep trouble.
所以呢，我马上就30分钟以后我就开始上课。上课的时候变得，哎，我要发财了，我有钱了。但是圣经说呢，如果你发财了，你就有大麻烦。And
I actually burst out laughing.
然后呢，实际上我都笑出声来了。And
I said, God, you've got an amazing sense of humor.
我跟神说，神啊，你有一个很好的幽默感。The
very first hour I go to class to get to be rich, you say, don't want to be rich.
因为就是在我第一次我要去学习，想变得有钱的时候呢，您告诉我说不要变得有钱。And
so I said, I'm going to have to learn a lot about this chapter.
所以我说我要在这一章里要学很多东西。
I probably read this chapter every day for 4 months.
所以呢，他可能在四个月内一直在读这一章。
I said, Harold, you got a heart problem.
所以我跟自己说 ，Harold， 你有一个很大的问题。
You want to be rich. God says that's not what you should want. You should want to serve the Lord.
是说呢，你自己想要发财，而神说呢，你不应该发财，你应该去服侍主。
And I prayed and I said, Lord, if you will help me, I want you to give me the right kind of heart so that I will want something far more than being rich.
因为我就说的祷告说主啊你要帮助我帮助我有一个正确的心让我想要一个比发财更好的东西。
All right, so that's the introduction to our study. We're going to pray and then we'll get into our study today.
这就是我们今天的介绍我们要来祷告然后开始今天的学习。
Lord, we do pray that you will help us because I'm probably not the only one who had that problem.
主啊我们祷告您来帮助我我可能不是仅有的一个人有那样一类的问题。
And we pray, Lord,that you will work in all our hearts and cause us to realize that to live for Jesus is important and money is not very important.
主啊，求您在我们心里动工，让我们知道，服侍主才是最重要的，赚钱不是最重要的。
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from having our heart and our affections set on money.
因为请让我们从超度我们从那个我们的心从钱里面出来。
So we give thanks now as we look to you to lead us.
我们现在感恩，我们祈求您来带领我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So here, 1 Timothy chapter 6.And Paul begins by this, he says, all who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their masters worthy of full respect, so that God's name and our teaching may not be slandered. Those who have believing masters are not to show less respect for them because they are brothers. Instead,They are to serve them even better because those who benefit from their service are believers and dear to them. These are the things you are to teach and urge on them.
你的刚才读的是提摩太前书第六章第一到二节，凡在额下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。仆人有信道的主人，不可因与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加以服侍他，因为服侍之益处是信道蒙爱的。你要以此教训人，劝勉人。
So the whole of the chapter 6 is about Christians and money.
整个的这一章呢，都是关于基督徒和钱之间的关系。
This first movement is about slaves.Or employees and their masters or their employers.
这里呢是关于仆人和他们的主人和那个雇主和雇工之间的关系。
And then the middle section is about people like you and me who are just basic, ordinary people who want to earn a living.
所以呢，实际上呢，中间一段呢就是关于你我，就是一。正常的一批人他们只是说赚生活费。
And the last part is about people who are rich and how they should live in spite of the fact that they've got a lot of money.
实际上呢最后一篇呢就是关于那些富人那些有钱人呢他们有已经赚了很多的钱他们应该怎么样去生活。
So the first part then is, what about a slave and his master?
第一部分呢是关于仆人和他的主人。
Now the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt.
以色列人他们实际上在埃及是做农夫的。
The question is, How should they relate to their masters?
问题是呢，他们和他们主人之间的关系是什么样的？
Did their masters treat them fairly? No.
他们的主人对待他们公平吗？不是的。
Okay, were they badly treated, undernourished, and forced labor? Was it very hard for them? And the answer is yes.
因为他们实际上呢，他们被非常残酷的对待，而且作为一种奴隶来说，没有得到好的那个待遇。是的。
So what should they do? Do you fight against that, or do you just serve quietly?
所以呢，他们怎么做呢？他们应该去反抗呢，还是安静的去做工？
And even though the masters were not good, even though they were very bad, cruel, unkind, and broke their word, they were still to serve them worthy of full respect.
就是尽管他们的主人呢非常的坏，非常的残酷的对待他们，他们仍然是尊敬他们，像尊敬主人那样尊敬他们。
So the Christian slave would treat his slave master very, very well, so that.God would be respected because of their behavior.
因为作为基督徒的仆人呢，他们是非常非常的尊敬他们的主人。这样呢，因为他们这样的仆人的行为呢，神呢就得到了尊重。
So very often I think that would have been very hard.
所以通常呢，我认为呢，这样很难做。
And I think I'd be tempted to say, my boss wasn't fair to me. I'm not going to be fair to him either.
我的诱惑呢，就是说呢，我的老板他对我不是很公平，所以我也不一定对他公平。
Paul says, no, don't do that. Doesn't matter what your job is. As a servant, you do your best job.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，不要那么做。你就因为你是仆人，所以把你仆人的工作做好。
Now you remember Joseph was a slave, and he did a good job in Potiphar's house. He even did a good job when he was in prison.
因为实际上呢，你知道那个约瑟，他是那个 Potiphar 的仆人，所以他做了很好的工作，他甚至在监狱里也做了很好的工作。
And God honored him by giving him the best job in the country.
神呢奖赏了他，给他呢在整个国家最好的工作给了他。
And for years he worked with no money at all, and then he was earning more money than anybody else in Egypt except the king.
因为很多年前呢，他工作呢，他工作了很多年是没有工资可拿的，但是在最后呢，他变成了全埃及最有钱的人，除了国王以外。
Now God says that's the way we're to act.
所以呢，神说呢，是这就是我们应该实施的方式。
So many people would say, well, that may be true, but it's not fair. The way I'm treated is not fair.
因为有些人说这可能是真的，但是我被对待的方式是不公平的，这是不对的。
And the Lord says, that's fine. Don't you worry about it. You do what is right there.
因为神说呢，那个没关系，你就在哪里，你就该做你该做的事儿就行了。
Then verse 2 says, those who have believing masters are not to show less respect for them because they are brothers. Instead, they are to serve them even better.
第二节说，仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加义服侍他，因为得服侍之益处的是信道蒙爱的。
So if you were a bad slave and you had a bad master, you'd be tempted to not serve them very well.
因为如果你是一个不好的一个仆人，一个不好的主人，你有这样的诱惑，就是不好好的服侍他。
And if you were a slave and you had a master who was a Christian and he owned you, why, the easiest thing would be to say, oh, he's a Christian, I don't have to honor him. He'll understand.
因为如果你是个仆人呢，你的主人呢也是个基督徒。你会很容易就这么去想，就是说他也是基督徒，我也基督徒，我不必尊重他。
So it would be easy then for a Christian who was a slave to say, I won't serve the bad master, and I won't even serve the good master, the Christian master, very well. I shouldn't be a slave. It's not fair. I'm not going to serve them the way that I should.
因为对一个仆人来说很容易说，我不想去服侍一个坏的主人，我也不想去服侍一个好的主人，就是基督徒的主人，因为我作为仆人来说，这是不公平的，我不想做一个仆人。
And the conclusion is, it doesn't matter what the circumstances, it doesn't matter who your boss is, you work to the very best of your ability.That's what the Christian must always do.
因为这个呢，不管是什么环境，不管你服侍的主人是谁，你作为一个基督徒来说呢，你要尽你的所能，用你最好的、最大的能力去把你的工作做好，这就是基督徒应该做的。
Now that may not be easy, but that's what God expects of all his servants.
因为这里呢听起来是不容易的，但这是神希望他所有的仆人该做的事。
So you say, all right, well, that's, if I were a slave, I'd have to obey that, and I'm not a slave, but I will be an employee. I am going to try to work that way.
你就会说呢，如果我是个仆人呢，我可以那么去做，但是呢，如果我是一个，只是个雇员呢，那我怎么做呢？
Now the next verses are interesting in this context. If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and arguments that result in envy, quarreling, malicious talk, evil suspicions,and constant friction between men of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
下面的三节呢是非常有趣的，在这个上下文关系中，第三到第五节，他刚才读的，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知，张浩问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑，便那坏了心术、失丧真理之人的竞争，他们的敬虔为得利的门路。
So this is a look at the heart of the person who says, I am not willing.To be a proper and a faithful servant.
这里呢就是说已经观察到那个人的心，那个人的心呢说我不想做一个好的仆人。
Now the man says, the woman says, I'm just not going to work my best. I'm just not going to do the best work here because it's not fair. But he doesn't say I've got a really bad heart.
也就是说呢，这里的或者是男人或者女人呢，他说呢，我在这里工作呢是不公平的，这个呢对我来说不是公平的，但是他没有意识到他自己的心思是很坏的。
But Paul says, Timothy, you got someone who doesn't give a decent day's work and a decent day's wage, a decent day's pay. That person is teaching false doctrine. That person.Is conceited, verse 4. He doesn't understand anything the way he should. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies. All these things are bad, but they're showing themselves in the fact that he isn't serving the way he should serve.
实际上这保罗呢，保罗给提摩太说，提摩太啊，这个人说呢，他在这里呢，他没有得到应该有的工作，没有得到应该有的工资，没有得到应该有的钱，那么说这样的人呢，他们以这样为借口，他实际上他是自高自大，一无所知，然后问呢，争辩言辞的，他们不是想说。
The easiest thing is for the employee to say, my boss is not fair. This is not right. I'm not going to work as hard as I should.
对一个雇员呢，是很容易说，我的老板他不公平。 这个是不公平的，所以我不应该像我应该努力的工作那样去努力工作。And
Paul says that's a sign of a really, really bad attitude toward God and toward my service to God. It isn't just that I want more money. Something far deeper is going on in my life. I am not prepared to honor God with my life. If I'm prepared to honor God, I'm going to work.
使得保罗说呢，这是一个迹象，迹象并不是说你是没有得到足够的工资，并不是关于钱，而是一个很不好的态度，对神和对你的雇主来说，你就说呢，我因为是这样一个原因，所以呢，我不应该努力的去工作。
所以使得保罗说这样是不对的，你应该去一个好的基督徒呢，你对神的态度呢，你应该是去工作。Why would most people like more money?
为什么很多人，大多数人他想要更多的钱呢？
So they don't have to work so hard.
因为他们就不用太努力的去工作。If
I had more money, I'd get somebody else to do the work.
如果我有很多钱，我就让其他的人来做工。
All right, so that's the foundation of the problem. God says, I expect you to work. I expect you to go to work and don't pretend by bringing theology into it that you don't have to work.
实际上呢，就是神呢，他就说这就是这样的。神说呢，我希望你去工作，你不要把这样的理论带到里面来说神。
Matter of fact, verse 5 says that a constant friction between men of corrupt minds happens. They've been robbed of the truth. They think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
第五节就是说，变那坏了心术、失丧真理之人的真境，他们以金钱为得利的门路。
Somehow they think that if you are a good person, you will get rich.
所以他们有时候认为呢，如果你是个好人，你就会有钱。
Then they say, well, if I am rich, it's probably because I'm a good person.
这个意思就是，如果说我真的有钱，那说明我是个好人。
And they tie godliness together with good Christian life.
所以呢，他们把那个金钱和那个有钱呢绑在一起。
And therefore godliness together with lots of money. If I've got money, I must be godly. If I'm godly, I'll get lots of money.
所以他们就是这么想的，如果我是金钱的，我就应该有很多钱。如果我现在有很多钱，我一定是金钱的。
And that is not true.
这个不是真的。All
right, let's keep going. Pick up the theme now. Verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain.
我们继续在第六节，然而金钱加上知足的心，便是大利了。So
if you were godly in your life, and if you were content with the economic position you find yourself in. Maybe a lowly servant, maybe a slave, maybe not having much money. But if you were godly and contented, that would be great gain, far greater than just more money.
这里面讲的呢, 如果是金钱, 以金钱, 然后再加上你对你的经济状况的知足, 不管你是个仆人也好, 不管你是一个地位很低的那样的奴仆也好, 不管你是什么, 如果你对你现有的状况知足, 那就是一个大力呢, 这不管你有多少钱, 这跟那个是没有关系。
And then he goes on and says in verse 7, we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it.
继续说呢, 因为我们没有带什么, 带这个世上来, 也不能带什么去。
Is money important? No.
钱是重要的吗? 不是。
How do we know that? Well, we didn't bring any money in when we came.
所以我们怎么知道呢? 因为我们来的这个世上时候, 我们并没有带任何钱。
We're not going to take any money out when we go.
但我们死了以后, 也不会带很多钱去。
So what's the point of having a whole lot of it when we're here?
因为这是说, 那我们在世的时候, 如果我们有一大堆钱, 有什么意义呢?
Somebody who was relatively rich died.
有些人呢, 他死的时候其实很有钱。
Somebody said about him, how much did he leave? How much money did he leave when he died?
有些人说呢, 他死的时候, 他留下了多少钱呢?
And the man said, well, frankly, he left it all. He didn't take any money with him when he died at all.
实际上有些人说呢, 这个人死的时候呢, 他把所有的钱都留下了, 当他死的时候, 他一分钱也没有带走。
Therefore, the logic is verse number 8. If we have food and clothing, we should be content with that.
而这个逻辑传到第八节, 只要有衣有食, 就当知足。
How much money do you need? Well, you need enough money to put food in your tummy.
你真的需要多少钱呢? 你只需要足够的钱把食物塞进肚子里就行。
How much money do you need? Well, you need enough money so that you got clothes on your back.
你需要多少钱呢? 你需要的钱就是你的钱足够让你穿上衣服。
Do you need any more than that?
你需要更多的东西吗?
And the answer is no.
答案是不。
Now, the question is the Lord Jesus Christ. How much money did he have?
现在问题是我们的主耶稣基督,他有多少钱呢?
Did he ever go hungry? Was he malnourished? No.
实际上主耶稣基督在地上,他微笑的时候,他从没挨过饿吗?
Did he have clothes for his back?
他有衣服穿吗?
Yeah. Were they good clothes?
是好衣服吗?
Yeah. They gambled for his clothes. The soldiers gambled for his clothes when he was on the cross. He had good clothes and he had good food. That's all he needed.
那实际上主耶稣基督他的衣服是很好的, 因为他在十字架的时候呢, 他们为了他的衣服分他的衣服而赌博, 实际上主耶稣基督他有很好的衣服, 也有很好的食物。
So do you and I have more than that?
你和我有超过更多的这个吗?
And the answer probably is yes. What do? We say thank you, Lord.
答案是呢, 我们是有更多的这个, 我们说什么呢? 我们就是感谢主,
more than I deserve.
我们得到的是远超过我们应该得到的。
Even when I graduated from UBC and couldn't get a job, and the job they gave me was a poor paying job, I still had enough food to eat, and I still had enough clothes to wear.
尽管我从UBC毕业的时候得到这么一个很差的工作, 我的工资也很低, 但是我仍然有足够的钱买食物和买衣服。
Now, you can either be content with what God has given you, food and raiment, and you say thank you, or you can go the other way around, verse 9.
实际上呢，你可以这样，就是说你知足，知足就是神给你的食物和衣服啊，你就知足。也许你可以走到另一个方向，就是第九节。
And it says, people who want to get rich fall.
那你说呢？那但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑。
They fall into temptation. They fall into a trap. They fall into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. Those who want to get rich fall.
所以呢，实际上他们就这些人就陷在试探、网罗和许多无知有害的情欲里，叫人淹没在灭亡和沉沦中。他们是陷在这里面。
Okay, so now we say, all right, I don't want to fall.
我说呢，好吧，但是我们不想陷进去。
So you say, well, all right, if you don't want to fall, then stop wanting to get rich.
那你就说呢，如果你不想陷进去，你就不要想发财。
And if you're like me, you say, but that's the only reason I'm at university. I came here in order to get rich. Now I'm supposed to say I don't want to get rich.
那你如果你像我呢，你就会说呢，我回到大学呢，学的我就是想发财的。但是呢，现在呢，我就是应该说我不想发财。
So do you think it was easy for me?
你认为这对我来说是容易的吗？不是。
I used to say I got a real problem.
通常说呢，我有大麻烦。
I don't know that I want to be content with food and raiment.
所以我不知道我应该对食物和衣服知足。
I would like to have some more money.
我想要更多的钱。
And then I said, all right, Harold, do you want to fall?
然后我跟我自己说 Harold, 你想陷进去吗？
Do you want to fall into temptation?
你想陷进试探里吗？
Oh, I said, no, Lord, I pray every day, lead me not into temptation. I don't want to fall into temptation.
我说不，主啊，我不想陷入试探，所以我每天祷告说不要让我陷入试探，我不想陷入试探。
Do you want to fall into a trap, Harold?
所以 Harold, 你想陷进一个网罗里吗？
No, I don't want to fall into a trap.
我说我不想掉到一个网罗里去。
Do you want to fall into many foolish and harmful desires?
所以你想陷入许多无知有害的情欲里。
No. I have a hard enough time with my heart the way it is. I want the Lord to lead me out of a heart of foolish and harmful desires. I don't want that.
因为我说我不想要这样，我不想陷在这样一个心里面去。我想要主耶稣基督带领我的心走出这些无知有害的情欲。
Would you want to be plunged into ruin and destruction?
所以你想要陷入这个灭亡和沉沦中。
So I had to say, no, Lord, I don't want that. Would you please help me? I want you to make me to be content with food and raiment.
所以我就是说，主啊，我就说刚才讲的一切我都不想要，我想要您帮助我在食物和衣服里知足。
Now the fact is that the Lord has always given me far more than that. And that's a different part of the story and we'll get to it. But the part of the story that's important is I had got to say, I do not set getting more riches as any priority in my life.
因为实际上呢，主在我的人生里实际上给了远远超过我需要的，这是故事的另一部分。 我们现在现在这个故事这一部分里呢，就是说我现在呢，我要知足在有衣服有食物这样的一个情况下，我在我的人生中赚钱并不是第一优先的。
Now what verse 10 says is, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
第十节说呢，贪财是万恶之根。
Many, many kinds of evil, all the kinds of evil, at the bottom of it, you will find sooner or later the love of money, the love of money.
有各种各样的恶，在所有的恶中间呢，最终呢，你会发现这个各恶的根源呢，就是爱财。
It's true of businessmen.
这对一个商人来说是事实。
It's true of politicians.
对政客来说也是事实。
It's often true of women who say, I want to marry for more money.
所以呢，通常呢，对妇女来说呢，也是对的，因为他们说呢，我想嫁一个有钱的人。
It's true of athletes.
同样对运动员来说也适合。
It's true of thieves and robbers.
所以同样对那些强盗和小偷来说也是特适合的。
It's true of all manner of evil. At the bottom is love.Of money. Don't love money.
所以呢，这个呢，都是万恶，对所有的恶都是一样的。所有的恶的源呢，就是贪财，贪财呢，就是万恶之源。
It's interesting, you know, the Bible talks a lot about money.
所以呢，非常有趣的呢，圣经呢，谈了大量的篇幅来谈钱。
Abraham was rich.
亚伯拉罕是很有钱的。
Jacob wanted to be rich.
雅各呢，他想要有钱。
Esau really didn't care much about anything other than being rich.
所以那个以扫呢，他只是关心钱，不关心其他任何事。
Joseph's brothers sold them for 2 pieces of silver each.
所以呢，那个约瑟呢，他的哥哥们呢，把他卖呢，只是每个人得到两个银币。
The kings, Phoebe was reading about the kings recently, and she's amazed at their stories. Fact is, many of them wanted money and used money very unwisely.
实际上呢，那些国王，那个Phoebe在读那个列王记。列王记里那些人呢，实际上呢，他们都是想要有更多的钱。
Money is a big problem, and we've all got to be very careful how we use it and how we seek it, how we go after it. Got to be very, very careful.
所以呢，钱呢是非常非常那个重要的，所以我们必须非常小心的怎么去用钱，怎么去赚钱。然后有了钱以后怎么样去做。
Now what would the consequences be of loving money?
贪财的结果是什么呢?
Well, verse 9 says, the people who want to be rich will fall.
第九节呢就是说呢，那些贪财的人呢，最终会跌落。
Doesn't say they might fall, says they will fall.
这不是说他们可能会跌落，事实上他们会跌落。
Alright, verse 10 says, some people eager for money have wandered from the faith.
第十节说呢，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道。
What happened to Mr. So-and-so? I thought he was a Christian.
就这个某某某某怎么样，我认为他是个基督徒。
Oh yes, they say, but he wandered from the faith.
因为呢我说呢他被引诱离了真道。
Why did he do that?
他为什么那么做呢？
Because he wanted more money.
因为他要赚更多的钱。
It's a very, very important reason.
这是一个非常非常重要的原因。
All right. Had they not only wandered from the faith, but verse 10 says, they pierced themselves through with many griefs or sorrows.
不光是离了真道，而且第十节说呢，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
So is money important?
钱是重要的吗？
Yep. Is our attitude toward money important?
实际上是我们对钱的态度才是最重要的。
Yep. What are we going to do? We're going to seek God's wisdom. We're going to walk God's ways.When it comes to money, or we're going to be in deep trouble.
所以我们怎么做呢？我们应该寻求神的道，我们应该从神那里寻求智慧。当我们被钱引诱的时候呢，我们就有大麻烦。
All right. So how do you keep from getting trapped by this?
所以呢？因为这些你怎样远离那些诱惑呢？
And verse 11 says, Thou, O man of God, flee from all this.
所以第11节说呢，但你这属神的人要逃避这些事。
So you turn around and run the other way. That's what you do.
所以你转过来从另外一个方向走，这就是你应该做的。
So I had to say when I was a student, I had to say now, you're going to keep studying so that you can get a job, but you're not studying in order to get rich. You're studying to make sure that you can live a decent life, but you're not studying to get rich, Harold. You've got to study in order to please God.
所以呢，当我还是学生的时候，我跟自己说，艾尔顿呢，你在这里拿这个学位，并不是说为了赚更多的钱，你是为了找到一个工作，找到一个工作呢，你就有足够的钱去生活，这就是你的人生，不是为了赚更多的钱，而是要取悦于神。
But it says there's an alternative. Instead of pursuing money, pursue righteousness.
实际上这下面讲的呢，你有另外的选择，就是你不要去追求钱，你要追求公义。
Okay, and so you say, all right, I'm not going to be seeking money, I'm going to seek the righteousness of God.
所以呢，你说呢，我不去追求钱，我要追求神的公义。
Now the children have learned the verse, and we sing it often, and it goes like this.Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
因为我们那个孩子们通常呢，都会在三字谱唱这一首歌，这个歌是先求神的国，神的义，然后这一切都会加在你们身上。
And you keep from loving money? You keep from loving money by loving righteousness. And you say, Lord, what I want in my life is not more right, not more money. I want to be more holy. I want to be more like Jesus.
那你不去贪财，不去贪财怎么说呢？那个主说呢，主了，我要是寻求圣洁，我要寻求神的公义，我要比贪财来说，我要更寻求神的公义圣洁。
Seek after godliness, seek after faith.
所以呢，要寻求金钱，寻求信心。
I would like to have more faith. Most people say, I would like to believe God more.
所以我想要有更多的信心。大多数人说呢，我要更多的去相信神。
How would you learn to believe him more? Why, you would stop seeking more money and just seeking more blessing from God.
你怎么会学到有更多的信心呢？你停止贪财， 你寻求更多的信神，你寻求更多从神来的赐福。
You would seek after more love. Instead of seeking more money, you'd say, how can I love people more? I'm not going to take this extra job to earn more money. I'm going to take the time to love people more for Jesus' sake.
因为你就说呢，我要寻求追求更多的爱心。我不是说啊，我要去追求钱财。我不去说另外找一个工作去赚更多的钱，而我是用这个时间去爱人。
Pursue or seek after endurance. That means saying, I've got a problem. I need to earn more money so I get out of the problem. No, you need to learn more endurance in the problem.Don't seek money to get out of it. Seek the grace of God to live in it without the more money, which would hurt you in itself.
实际上呢，这个忍耐，忍耐是什么呢？当你是人生中有大的麻烦的时候，而有钱的问题的时候，你不是说我去寻求更多的、追求更多的钱，让我的解决这个麻烦。而你是在你的困难中，你坚持忍耐，你让神的恩典来帮助你，让你在这个困难中成长。
Now verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
第十二节说，你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。
The phrase is, fight the good fight of faith. Many people say, I need more money. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to fight for more. I'm going to try to get more customers. I will fight to get the promotion. I'm going to work my way to the top. And they devote themselves fighting for money.
实际上这里讲的是你要为信心去打仗。大多数人呢，他就说呢，我要为我的生意，我要找到更多的客户，我去战斗，我要为我得到提拔去战斗，我要为我的工作，然后我在公司里做到顶层去战斗。
Now the opposite is fight the good fight of faith.
所以这个反面呢，对立面呢，就是说你要为那个信心打美好。
And so you say, I'm going to get out there. I'm not going to fight for a promotion. I'm going to fight the fight of faith so that I can be used of God and God will give me the money I need for food and raiment.
实际上呢，在这里讲到呢，我不去为那个在公司里得到提拔去奋斗，而我是要为信心奋斗。我为信心去战斗呢，神就会给我足够的钱，让我得到足够的衣服和食物。
The verse goes on says, take hold of eternal life.
所以呢，这一节继续说持定永生。
If you get more money, what life is that going to benefit? Your present life or your eternal life?
所以如果你很有钱，对你现在今生是有益的呢，还是对你永生是有益的？
Oh, you say, well, that would benefit my present life.
你就会说那会对我今生是有益。
Well, what's the point of getting a lot more money in your present life? Wouldn't you rather get more blessings from God in your eternal life?Lay hold on eternal life, not on money for this life. Lay hold on eternal life.
如果是你今生呢，你有很多的钱呢，你有什么意义呢？你应该是得到在永生里，在永生里得到神的赐福，在永生里得到更多的益处。
All right, so does that all make lovely sense?
所以这些都对大家来说是有道理吗？
Is that all? Is that the way the world thinks about things?
就是这个世界这么去想的，想问题吗？不是的。
And if you're like me, you read it and you say, wow, that's pretty, I think I better go back and read this tomorrow.
所以如果你像我一样，就说，哦，怎么是这样？我正好明天我再读一遍。
And then I went and I read it the next day. And I read it the next day. And I read it the next day, and I read it the next day, and I said, Harold, you are a very slow learner.
然后我就第二天继续读，再接下来天又继续读，再接下来天又继续读，读，然后我跟自己说，Harold，你是个学得很慢的人。
Okay, somehow, we've got to stop thinking like the natural man. And we've got to start thinking like the Lord. And it's not always easy to put it all together. And I had to go over it and over it. And I'm not sure that I've learned it yet at all, but it sure helped me a lot.
有时候呢，我们要停止像一个正常人那样去思考，我们要像主那样去思考。但是呢，这个不是很容易的，就是说有时候呢，就算像是我，到今天我也不认为我全都学会了，但是在我的人生中对我的帮助确实很大。Now
the natural response to all this is two simple words.
所以呢，对这些所有的这些自然的反应呢，只是两个简单的字。
Those two simple words are yes, but.
这两个简单的词是的，但是。
And we look at it and we read it and we say yes, and then we say but. And we don't always follow it because we say but.
实际上我们把这一篇，这一章读完以后，我们说是这样的，但是，但是因为这个但是，所有的一切都又倒塌了。
Now, our situation is a little different than the situation that we read about in verses 1 and 2.
因为我们今天的状况呢，跟我们刚才读到的第一节和第二节的状况呢，有大大的不同。
In verses 1 and 2, remember it was a slave. And the slave was not treated properly. And the slave deserved far more money than he got. And he deserved far less work than he got. It wasn't fair.
实际上第一节、第二节讲的是仆人，仆人呢，他们没有得到应该有的待遇，他们得到了比他们应该得到的钱少，他们做的工呢，比他们应该做的要多，所以他们远远没有得到公平的对待。
So the temptation then for the slave was to say, yes, but, and then, go ahead.
所以对那些仆人的诱惑呢，就是是的，但是。
And then follow verses 3 to 7, because Paul says the yes, but for the slave who doesn't like his situation and will not be subject to God, his problem is he's got a deep spiritual theological problem.
实际上呢，就像后面接着来第三节开始呢，就不像是第一节、第二节那样的人，他们实际上那些人呢，就说我们没有得到正确的对待，我们应该是这样做。但是，但是在后面这里呢，这一批人呢，他们也得到了他们内心的，他实际上他们内心有很大的问题。
And so Paul has basically got to say to the slave who says yes, but he says, no, you've got to remember this is important. It's for you. And that's why verses 3 to 7 follow verses 1 and 2.
实际上呢，这就是说，使徒保罗说呢，你们说是的，但是你们不应该这么讲。所以呢，这就是为什么在第三节。 后面第一节和第二节后面跟着第三节。
But it's verses 6 to 10 which really apply more to us.
所以从第六节到第十节呢，对我们来说是应该实用的。
And so Paul says, now I've got to tell you that a yes but for you isn't very good either.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，对你们来说，你们说。 是的，但是，但是呢，这个，是的，但是对你们来说也是很重要的。
And so he says in verse 13, in the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Jesus Christ, who testified before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession I charge you.
第十三节说，我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢皮拉多做个那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你。
So he says, now it's going to be easy for you to say yes, but remember this. You, the decision you make is in the sight of God.
因为他们说对你们来说是很容易说是是的，但是你要知道你说是的时候你是在神这一边说的。
And you got to remember that in the sight, it's in the sight of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ made a good confession before Pontius Pilate.
所以你们要记得呢，当时呢，主耶稣基督在本都皮拉多面前呢，做个美好的见证。
So he said, you're going to have the same circumstances towards your action regarding the judgment. It's just going to be as if you were standing like Jesus before Pontius Pilate. You got to get a good answer to these questions.
其实就像他这里讲的，基本上是讲的你也会得到这样同样的审判。当你面临着主耶稣基督在本皮拉多面前那样的审判的时候呢，你应该给出很好的答案。
So as I told you, I read this and then I reread it and then I read it the next day and the next week and the next month.
所以呢，我告诉过你，我就读这个，然后第二天又读，第二个星期又读，第二个月继续读。
And I kept on saying to myself, Harold, you better stay here and learn this. This is really important.
所以我跟我自己说 ，Harold， 你最好就在留在这一章，你学习这一章。因为这一章是非常重要的。
So I got to the point and I said, Lord, I'm not just going to read this. I'm going to start praying this. I'm going to pray it from my heart. I'm going to say, Lord, this is the kind of person I want to be. This is not the kind of person I want to be. And I said, I'm going to try to pray all these truths somehow into my heart.
实际上呢，我开始呢读到一定的程度呢，不光是读这一章，我甚至就开始祷告了。祷告，我跟主说：“主啊，我是要做这样的人，我是要做那样的人，所以我不能做这样的人，我不能做那样的人。”这就是我内心的祷告。
It was a long process, and it took a long time, but I realized.It was going to be very important for my entire life.
您呢花了很长时间，这个过程呢也花了很长时间。然后我跟我自己说呢，主啊，这在我的整个人生里是非常重要的。
Verse 14, he says, I charge you to keep this commandment without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第十四节说呢，我嘱咐你们要遵守这命令，毫不玷污，无可指摘，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Why did he say you have to keep it until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么说你要遵守这命令，直到我们主耶稣基督显现呢？
Because this is a problem today. It's going to be a difficult problem tomorrow too. And it's going to be a problem 5 years from now. And it was a big problem for me when I was a young man. But it's still a big problem for me all down through life. The issue keeps coming up. How are you going to handle it? What are you going to do? Paul says, Timothy, verse 14, keep this commandmentUntil the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个问题呢，不光是今天的问题，也不光是明天的问题，也不光是五年以后的问题，而是一直就是这样的问题。当我还是个小男孩的时候就有这样的问题，直到现在，我还是有这样的问题。所以这个问题呢，它是一直都存在的。所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你要保守这个。一直到主耶稣基督显现。
And then he adds verses 15 and 16.
然后第15节和第16节加上了这些。
And on first reading, you may say, as I did, why would these verses be written here? What do these verses have to do about it?
所以你就像我一样，如果你读到这里呢，你就说为什么这两节经文在这里呢？这两节经文在这里是起到什么作用的呢？
All right, and the answer, I'll read them. It says 15, which God will bring about in his own time, God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever.
所以第十五节说呢，到了日期，那可称颂、独有权能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的权能都归他。
So why does he take so much time to say that?
为什么用这么多时间来说这些？
You already knew that, didn't you?
你已经知道了这些是不是？
Is there anything surprising in those verses about God that you don't know?
所以在这里有没有你感到惊奇的神你不知道的事情在里面？
No, they're all wonderful verses about God, but you already know that.
所以这都是一些很奇妙的经文关于神的，但你已经知道了。
So why would he take the time to remind you and to tell you?
为什么呢？要花时间来告诉你、提醒你呢？
Because you and I can look at these verses and say, yes, but. I agree with all that, but.
因为你和我,
I agree with that, but. Yeah, I'm happy, but.
因为你我可以说，你看到这经文说，是，但是，我同意，但是，我知道，但是。
Okay, and I've told you many times the story. My mother asked me to do something. And I said, I don't want to.
所以我告诉你们，这个故事很久以前告诉过你们这个故事。我妈妈说要我做点什么事儿，我说我不想做。
And the only way she could get me to do it was to say, do you love me?
所以唯一的方式她让我去做事的时候，她说你爱我吗？
I said, yes, mother, I love you.
是的，妈妈，我爱你。
She said, okay, then go and do what I told you to do.
好吧，那你就去，我叫你做什么就做什么。Yes,
but was not a very good answer for my mother's son to his mother.
所以呢，是的，但是不是一个很好的答案，对我的妈妈的儿子，对他妈妈的回答。
Now the fact is that these verses are life transforming verses.
所以呢，实际上事实这些经文呢是改变生命的经文。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, turn to it.
所以呢，大家翻到马太福音的第6章的第33节。
Matthew 6:33. Simple verses, many of us have memorized them.
实际上呢，马太福音第6章33节是一个很简洁的经文，很多人都能背诵。Jesus
said, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. What things? All the things you need for food and clothing and anything else you need in life. God will give it to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
所以第三节说你们先要求他的国，主耶稣基督说他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。什么东西加给你们呢？是你所有的，你需要的食物和你需要的衣服和你需要其他的所有你需要的东西。
We're just going to finish off now the next section, and then next week We'll talk about it and try to understand it a little more. But the first section was all about the slaves and the employees who had difficult bosses. The second section is all about the ordinary people who want to get richer. And the third section is the people who are already rich. What about them?
其实呢我们下个星期呢我们是接触这一章的前面一部分呢就讲到那些仆人他们仆人呢有不好的主人第二部分呢就讲到那些雇员那些雇员呢他们是有钱他们想要赚更多的钱第三部分人呢是已经很有钱了那么关于这一部分人怎么办我们下个星期去
So the third kind, there's only three kinds of people, those who are slaves and don't have any opportunity, those who have opportunity and want to get rich, and those who are already rich. Command verse 17, command those who are already rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
实际上前面讲到的那些呢完全没有可能的第一节到二节那些仆人他完全没有可能变得有钱的第二部分呢就是说那些已经是雇员了他们想要变得有钱的所以这第三部分呢就是已经有钱的第十七节就讲的要嘱咐那些今世富足的人不要自高也不要依靠无定的钱财只要依靠那次 后赐百物给我们享受的神，要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Okay, the problem with rich people is this. They tend to be arrogant. You can be very, very proud as a rich person. You say, I must be good. Look at all the money I have. I'm certainly better than you.
那些有钱人的那些问题呢他就是自高自高呢自高自大他的意思就是你看看我你看我多有钱我肯定比你好得多肯定比你有能力的多所以我才有钱
And so Timothy, you've got to tell the rich people not to be proud.
所以呢他就使徒保罗跟提摩太要告诉那些有钱人不要骄傲
How bad is it to be a proud rich person?
这对一个骄傲的富人来说有多么的糟糕呢?
Well, so bad that it's almost impossible for them to become a Christian.
对他们来说糟糕到一个程度,这样他们都不想成为基督徒。
The Lord Jesus says, how hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven? It's impossible. Unless God works a miracle, a rich man can't get there. Don't be proud like a rich person.
所以呢,实际上的主意是基督说呢,对一个有钱的人说,进入神的国,实际上几乎是不可能的,除非,是神在这个人身上行神迹,所以呢,不要做一个骄傲的富人。
How did a rich person get to be rich?
那么有钱人怎么变得有钱呢?
That's the second half of verse 17. A rich person gets to be rich because God richly provides us with everything.
这里呢在第十七节后半部分告诉我们答案就是说靠了后赐百物给我们的神他们才变得有钱。
Have you got more than food and raiment?
你比人们更有钱吗?更有
Then what do? You say, thank you, Lord. You've given me all this. What a wonderful God. I didn't deserve it. You gave it to me. Thank you. That's what the rich man has got to say. You and I are rich. We've got to say that.
你就说呢,你应该说呢,感谢主,感谢神,你给了我这么多美好的东西,我根本不值得得到这样的东西,所以呢,我要感谢主。
Now what do rich people have to do? Verse 18. Command them to do good and to be rich in good deeds or good works and to be generous and willing to share. That's the responsibility of rich people.
有钱的人应该怎么做呢？就是把钱要主动的去奉献，施舍，弄义，乐意供给人，这就是所有的有钱人应该要去做的事情。
And in taking their riches, using their riches in order to enable them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, to be generous, to be willing to share, in order to do that, when they do that, verse 19, in this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age.
所以他们这些人呢，要用他的有钱人，用他们钱财去行善，去做在好事上负责，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。所以这样怎么办呢？在第十九节就是说呢，他们所有这样做的结果，就是为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。So
do you have a firm foundation for the coming age?
所以你有一个坚固的根基，为将要来的那样的时代吗？
Let's pretend we all get to heaven.
我们假设我们都会去到天堂。
And the Lord comes up to me and he says, Harold, I would like you to do a job, please.
因为主来到我面前说，Harold，我想要你去做一件事。
And I say, well, I'd certainly like to do that, Lord. Yep, I'm happy.
所以我说，是，主，我愿意那么去做，我非常高兴做。
And then he says, I want you to do this.
然后他跟我说，我想让你做这。And
I say, well, that's all about this. I don't know how. How can I do it if I don't know how? I don't know how to do it, Lord.
因为他说，这是我想做，但是我不知道怎么做。如果我不知道怎么做，我怎么会去做呢？我怎么做呢，主啊？
Oh, he said, Harold, don't you remember when you were alive, I gave you all that money so that you could use it wisely for me, so that you would know how. Did you learn how?
因为他说，Harold，你记得吗？当你还在地球上活着的时候，我给了你那么多钱，让你去学习那样去做。我给你的钱，你去做了吗？你学会了吗？
Oh, I say, well, to be perfectly frank, Lord, I know that you gave me some money, but I didn't use it wisely. I just wasted it. He says, oh, that's too bad, Harold. I'm going to give that important job to somebody else.
因为我就说呢，主要是我知道您给了我很多钱，给了我的钱呢，但是我并没有明智的利用那些钱，我并没有把那些钱用到正当的地方，所以我不会做。那主就说好啊，那你不会做，我就会把这个工作给另外其他的人会做的人去做，我就会选择。Is
that what verse 19 is saying?
这是九节说的吗？
In this way will they lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
也就是说，为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Okay, that's what it's all about. We've only got a few years here to use whatever we've got in order to prepare us for all the wonders of eternity.
实际上这就是我们都应该去做的。实际上我们在这个世上的时候年岁不多，我们所有要利用我们所有的这些的资源和我们所有的一切去预备我们在我们将来的永生里。
And so we say, well, I'm not going to try to get more. My whole objective is not to get more. My objective is to use what I've got in such a way as it will lay up a foundation of treasure for me in the day ahead, and it will bring glory to Jesus today.
因为我说呢，我的目标呢，我的目的并不是说得到更多的，我只是把我现有的资源利用起来。我现有资源，我是把它所有的做好，做好到将来你得到一个根基的根基，我在那里得到那个将来永恒的那个所有的那个美好的东西，然后把荣耀归给我们的主耶稣基督。
All right, so our time is gone, and our understanding has begun, but this is a heavy chapter. We're going to go back next week. We'll answer some questions on it. We'll try to make us understand it better. But praise the Lord. He has great plans for us, and he wants us to enjoy them all. But he wants us to make sure that we don't get caught in the money trap. What a terrible thing to get caught in the money trap.
就学到这里，因为时间的关系，所以呢，我们可能就刚刚开始去理解一些。下个星期我们会继续把这个里面学完，然后留一些时间给大家问问题。我们要知道啊，神在我们每一个人身上都有一个伟大的计划，在以及着他们的恩典在我们身上的计划呢，是让我们每个人呢不要陷入在那个网的钱的网络里。所以在如果你陷在钱的网络里，是一个多么可怕的事情。
All right. Well, our time is gone. We're going to thank the Lord for all he's done for us and for all he's given us. And then we're going to say, now, Lord, we want to live our lives and we want our money to be used for you as well.
因为我们的时间也到了，我们都要说感谢主。我们要感谢主在我们身上所行的一切的工，也要感谢他给我们的一次给我们的一切，我们都要说主啊，我们要把我们的钱都用在主身上。
Lord, we want to thank you now for your kindness in telling us the truth.
主啊，我们要感谢您，感谢您在您的那如此的美善告诉我们这样的真理。
And Lord, it's true that every page of your Bible is truth and equally important.
所以主啊，这是真的，您的圣经里每一页都是真理，他们都是同等的重要。
But Lord, each of us are convicted by this passage and this chapter because we understand some of the difficulties and the problems and the blessings of money.
其实际上呢，主啊，我们每个人都被这一章给说幸福了，因为我们知道不管在人生的困难，还有人生的钱，在这所有的方面，我们都要去面对。
Lord, help us understand it, help us believe it, and then, Lord, help us live these great truths. We pray.
你主啊，帮助我们去理解，帮助我们活出来，帮助我们去真的活出来这样一个伟大的真理。
And we ask all this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这所有的一切是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Howard.
All right. Thank you all.